Welcome to the Mayor's Memes podcast, hosted by Mayor
and Yitzchak.
As we always say, Mayor's Memes is more than a status, it's an experience. So another part of the awesome Mayor's Memes experience is this new fun podcast. On this podcast, we dive into the Jewish WhatsApp world to interview some of its influencers and uncover a little bit about their personalities. Welcome to the Mayor's Memes Dinner with the Crew, where we're taking a Q&A for the Mayor's Memes Day. Mayor's Memes Day is like not exactly the anniversary, because it's more like later, but we
the assigned anniversary.
Yeah, so it's been assigned the second Thursday in January. Always remember. So here we're here with Noam Schefter,
the best co-host.
We're gonna be answering some of your questions. So firstly, I'm gonna tell everyone that I've gotten about probably 12 to 15 questions of who are you, where do you live. I won't be answering that.
Mayor of Mayor's Memes is a Superman of our generation. He can't just reveal his identity like that.
Well, maybe if we get 1,000 established listeners on the podcast, I would seriously consider telling you guys who I am. But right now, I'm still just Mayor for Mayor's Memes. But so let's get into the questions. The questions are all just in order of when they were asked. So let's start. So our first question is, I'll first take the questions, and then the two co-hosts could each take them after I answer them. So the first question is, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck...
If a woodchuck could chuck wood, a woodchuck would chuck as much wood as a woodchuck could chuck wood.
I have a different theory.
You disagree?
A woodchuck could chuck all the wood that a woodchuck could chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood.
No, if a woodchuck could chuck wood, then a woodchuck would as much as a woodchuck could chuck wood.
So now that we're past a very unusual question, because I don't think people are as interested in us deciding how to do a tongue twister. So a few people asked me, how did you decide to make the status? So I'm going to give the really boring answer of, I don't really know. But I can tell you probably because I had been posting a lot of my status on my personal status.
Yeah, that was and the early days.
And people didn't really like it. So I was like, why don't I monetize it when people will actually want to join?
Can I give my psychoanalysis of the situation?
Wait, Yitzchak, sure. You want to say when you started your status?
Yeah, my status is booming.
It's actually non-existent.
It's very existent. I posted the podcast link on the status. That's pretty much about it. The only thing I've ever posted in my life. But, you know, you guys should all join my status because why not? It wouldn't bother you because there's nothing to be bothered.
You want to give them your number?
Wow. It's like, I think it should be your slogan. The podcast that doesn't bother.
The status.
True. Yeah. Fine.
No.
The podcast is a later ideal.
It'll be a branch of the Mayor's Memes experience.
And so you'll sell swag later, earlier than Mayor's Memes does.
My psychoanalysis is that, you know, Mayor just was living his life and he wanted to make an impact on the world and do something significant that would affect the lives of so many people and really just make a significant change in the world. And he didn't want to just be like everyone else. And
then he decided he couldn't cure cancer. So we had to start a status.
Yeah, pretty much the next best thing. Maybe. Yeah.
So another question is, this is more of a funny question. So it's, what's 3 plus 71 times 36 minus 104 to the second?
Why are we doing math?
I don't know, and I'm not going to answer it because math is not my strong suit. But
Mayor's a big mathematician. For all those, please ask all your math homework.
I'd encourage everyone to send in their answers to that question. 3 plus 71.
Or you could just get a calculator.
Minus 104 squared.
You could just get a calculator. That could also work.
Yeah, but whatever. I don't think guys here are interested. The people here are interested in math. So a question from the same person, a good question actually, is when do I get to be a guest host on the podcast? That's a good question.
This takes many years of experience. It's not something you can just do.
So basically, if you share the link, we're going to be releasing this still when it's Mayor's Memes Day. So if you want to share the link, you could have a chance to win the raffle, which is one of the options of the raffle are being a guest on the Mayor's Memes podcast.
So that's a prize for a raffle no other status offers. If you win the raffle,
We're not just giving you $1,000 or an iPhone. We're giving you a chance to make it big. Yeah, you will host
the podcast.
It's not because he actually cares about you, though. It's because he's just sick of my co-hosting. Why do you think Noam took over last
week? Exactly.
No, he won't co-host. No,
but whatever.
He'll be a guest host. Okay. So another question is, why are rhinos ugly? And I'd like to argue rhinos ugly. And I'd like to argue that they aren't.
Is that a fact that rhinos are ugly? Who decided that?
I don't know. Think about all the rhinos. Yeah, it's probably
not politically correct.
And then the same person asked, am I your favorite fan? So to answer
Do we give them a shout out?
Do we know what this is?
Yes, Gavi K. Thank you for asking. I think I answered yes, and it is true.
What about me and Yitzchak?
All of you are my favorite. All of you are my favorite fans because all of you are one piece. I'm not being like cliche. I'm really
serious. Hey, that's just a fact. You can't tell me you're not being cliche and say.
I am being cliche, but I'm genuine. I'm genuine about the cliche. You guys are all really important to me. People, if there's someone who sits to watch my memes,
would I be able to single one person out who's not as important? Or no? Should I not do that?
You can do the initials.
Fine.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm very EC, you know who you are. You're not as important as the rest. EC,
it's debatable. We'll discuss it with him. He provides memes though.
What?
He provides memes. No.
He does provide memes.
That brings up his level.
Okay, moving on.
Okay, so a very actual interesting question is, what is one con of the status? There are actually a few. One is that I waste a lot of my time in it. It's enjoyable. It doesn't take so much of my time, but it takes some time, and also getting texted by a lot of random people. It's fun. It's fun at first, but like when you have a hectic day and you're busy or something, and like someone just randomly texts you with dumb things, it gets a little annoying. But it's all part of the fun.
Get into big arguments with strangers who argue certain points.
Certain points.
Fun argument about mentioned certain points, text him about it.
Yeah, the we can discuss.
The mayor loves all followers.
I love all followers. And what's your favorite part of the status? I would say, first of all, being connected to so many people. Also being able to spread my jokes. I think, and not necessarily my jokes, but the jokes I find. And then they asked two people asked the same question or similar questions, is who is Mayor's role model? So firstly,
obviously us. Obviously me and Yitzchak.
Obviously I have a lot of role models. And we could get them from Noam and Yitzchak too, who their role models are.
I know who your role model is. The Ablunner Rebbe.
The Ablunner Rebbe? Look him up.
If anyone got the trivia correctly, it was the Ablunner Rebbe.
The trivia. Mayor's turn to the Ablunner.
He did the ultimate tshuva, but we could discuss that at a different time. But also, there are many rabbanim and askanim who I look up to. I not one in particular. Also, if I told you in particular, you'd probably know what world I was from. So I'm not gonna go into it.
Dude, we all thought you were from Mars, but yeah,
well, I know
they might just
Okay. And then we had one last question. And that last question, and then we could expound a little bit more. You guys could have a few more comments and questions. It would be so cool if we could put people on the podcast, but I feel like that would be really, really difficult to orchestrate.
That'd be cool.
If we could like orchestrate like on the podcast.
Jake from
Jake from State Farm.
Yeah, Jake from State Farm. He looks like
The problem is then they always come in like all like crackly and you could barely hear what they're saying, and then
we could figure it out. So the last question is, do you find joy in giving people nice memes? I do. I really do. It's always frustrating when you don't know if people enjoy it, but when people say the comment, like they actually laughed out loud because LOL is such a used term.
Except for those very punny ones. Sometimes when you get into those very punny memes.
But remember, I like giving people MS, truth, and all memes are MS.
No, but Mayor, sometimes those very punny memes get painful.
Yeah, they get.
My grandfather smiles down at me when he hears me say puns.
Like, can you elaborate on the do you, honestly, Mayor, you're telling me that you think there's a deeper meaning in giving people memes, and it's not just for fun.
Yeah.
No, there's something very nice about giving someone a laugh.
Yeah, as long as I make sure to keep it kosher and wholesome, and if anyone ever has really complaints, I like to take them down because I feel like it's the customers who are in charge. The fan base is the status. But yeah, so I think giving people nice memes, if people enjoy it, sometimes people are like, it's really schwach. When someone sent me, I was like, your page is, and he sent like a trash can. I was like, wrong person, and I don't think he sent it to the wrong person, but I think that if people enjoy it, it's really I appreciate it really. You guys have anything?
Yeah,
to add?
Yeah, fine. Here, question. Can I insert a question?
No, you're not allowed.
Okay, fine. Okay, I'll pass.
You can ask.
Okay, no, but
I want to hear your question, Noam.
No,
it must have been.
Not you can't hear anymore.
Question. Okay, so new.
What do you think was the funniest or most amusing like text from a follower you got?
Someone, I think I posted on the status. I usually don't. I don't like it when people do that, but I posted it on. Someone once texted me something like, there's things I can't even say, but there's one that said, so the caterers don't offer alcohol, but they do serve it if you bring it. And I was like, what? He's like, wrong mayor. I meant to send it to my son-in-law.
I never know how people do that. Like, they text the wrong person.
Yeah, but then the guy sent me something worse later by mistake again. But
I don't think
yeah,
a person
so,
would do the wrong number twice.
That was probably a joke.
It might have been. So it's been a great first year of Mayor's Meetings.
Wait, formally, like, any reflections, any...
No, I mean, you're exceeding the 15-minute mark out here.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, not actually, because... Not necessarily. We're not exceeding any 15-minute mark. Yeah.
It's just quick reflections on the past year.
So it's been a fun year with the status. It grew very much during Corona. It dropped a little bit after the lockdowns ended, but it's been fun. It's been nice. It's nice that there's so many people on the status who are still on from the last January. So you see a lot of people enjoy it or just scroll. But yeah, so it's been really fun and we hope to continue and enjoy for longer. So
Mary, you have a door to share with the crap.
I'm not at the moment. I was actually working on something. But so thank you for how it's putting people on the spot. So thank you for joining. We appreciate you joining and you being on the status. You probably found this because of the status.
And again, and enter the raffle to win a spot on the podcast.
Enter the raffle. Join. If ask your friends to join 315-504-5101.
Wait.
And
in order to make this a Mayor's Meme podcast, I think we need to ask Mayor what his favorite quote is.
My favorite quote? I think we said that on the first one.
Fine. No, but this is the only way it could become a real Mayor's Meme podcast.
I'll repeat it. It says, there's a quote from Shashirim, I think in Perik Zayin Reches, that's Yamim Rabim Lo Yochel Chabus Zahavu. Many waters can't extinguish the love for Hashem. As an aside, I remembered I've gotten a few weird texts, people trying to guess where I'm from or who I am, and it's been really weird.
I won't tell anyone that you're really from Idaho. Don't worry.
Yeah, okay. So thank you for joining. Have a good night.